What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. Hopefully, y'all staying good. Hopefully, y'all in y'all right state of mind. Hopefully, y'all staying safe, staying healthy. Most of all, staying out of trouble. It is a lot of things going on right now in the news, and we're going to jump right into that. The news is going to always news. You know that. There's always something going on. So, one of the first topics I want to talk about was one thing about this couple, they always doing something. So, Krishan Rock and Blueface, it was a video that came out where a fight broke out. And the fight broke out in Baltimore. She took him to meet the family, and a fight broke out between Blueface and her father. Now, what's interesting was, it was so many people saying that, oh, he started the fight, but I saw the video, and truth be told, the father put his hands on Blueface first, so he was just defending himself. But the funniest part about this video was how fast those cameras was there. I was like, oh, they had this already set up? I'm talking about the cameras just flew in like they was just, like they knew the fight was about to happen. It was crazy. But, you know, the next day, Krishan was on social media talking about, oh, Blueface that knocked out my dad, everything's all, you know, the family was all in disarray. So, as that story continues, we will definitely get to you, but we're going to go to the next story because there's a lot of them. So, also, what's been going on is Adam Levine had a side baby. Now, he's married. He's also a member of Maroon 5. He not only did he have a side baby, but the side chick made a video. In the video, she was telling how he was texting her, letting her know, hey, could I name the child after you? Now, this is something new that I've never even heard a side chick do or say. So, we were dealing with that, and when he found wind of it, he came out and he made allegations that he never messed with the girl and all he was doing was talking. Well, I hate to break it to you, bro. She got receipts, so you can't unlive that one down. I know you tried to, but it's not working. So, but the lady said that she was manipulated and everything like that. I don't really believe that, but, you know, whatever. You know, Adam Levine, he has to face what he did was wrong. You know, his wife got to, you know, take on this embarrassment because of him, because he don't want to be faithful. But I don't care what nobody say. He got to take some accountability. And so do this side chick, because she knew exactly who she was. So you can't, how you going to say you manipulated, but you knew who the lady was? Whatever. That's all I got for them. Moving right along. So, also, what was going on was Shaka Zulu is being held right now, and he is being held on murder charges. Now, an incident happened in Atlanta outside of a club that he helps run. Now, it was a video that surfaced where five assailants jumped him. And in the midst of the melee, two people were shot. He was defending himself. He thought he was making the best decision possible, you know, get himself about that situation. And some people lost their lives. Now, also, if people don't know who Shaka Zulu is, he is a manager of Ludacris on Disturbing the Peace. But he's also a very popular man in Atlanta. And it's sad to see what's going on right now with him. But, you know, my prayers are with him and his family. So as the more details come up, I will keep you informed. Also in the news, Tiffany Haddish is back in the news now. She told TMZ that she has nothing. And what I mean by has nothing is, you know, the suit that she was facing with the Jane Does, they dropped the suit. And with them dropping the suit, it's a lot of projects that she had, and she said that they're on hold, and some are not even non-existent. She said she doesn't have a job right now because of these allegations. She's lost a lot of different gigs, and she said she don't know what she's going to do. She said she hopes that she can bounce back, but we don't know. We do not know. So we haven't heard no word on Ari Spears. It might be a wrap for him. But at least for Tiffany Haddish, she's just trying to work on some things because, like I said, she got a lot of projects coming down the pipeline. But we'll see, we'll see. Now, this one story got me so upset because I'm just so tired of hearing about this dude. Pastor Whitehead. Now, Pastor Whitehead has been in the news frequently. And not only has he been in the news frequently, it's been nothing good about his congregation or him. So a video came out and it showed Pastor Whitehead arguing with a lady in his congregation. And while he was arguing with the lady in his congregation, he told her to come up to the pulpit area. I don't know what was said. Somehow he had his hands around the lady's neck and he pushed her outside. When they end up being able to talk to him, he lied and said the lady was trying to attack his wife. When they saw the videos, that was not the case. So not only are you a man of God that assaults women, a man of God that might have even had an insurance scam going on with that jewelry, but also a man of God that is a liar. So I don't know what they're going to do about this man, but I'm just tired of hearing about him in the news. It's never a positive. It's just always something, you know, maybe this walk isn't his. Maybe he needs to have a new profession. Because that church that he's at is a laughing stock. And, you know, whatever board you sit on or whatever board is in charge of that church, yeah, they need to step in. They need to intervene, man, because that is wild. That is going on. But in other news, we're going to keep it rolling. Like I said, we got a lot of news to get to. Future sold his publishing to IMB Media, I think that's the name, from 2012 to 2020. And he sold it for about between 65 to 70 mil. Excuse me. Shout out to you, Future. You know, I really thought he was going to get a little more, but hey. he up a couple M's right now. So we'll definitely see how things pan out for him. But I wish him well, you know. It was a good deal nonetheless, you know. Just thought they were going to add a little more to it, but hey, we're not going to cry over spoiled milk. Also, I want to say, before I forget, if you're in the D.C. area this weekend, check out New Royal Mall. They on tour. Go get your tickets. Paul Mines is on tour. Go get your tickets. 85 South Show is on tour. Go get your tickets. This is my little advertisement going on right now. I just wanted to, you know, plug a couple black businesses, you know, so we got to support each other. Hopefully one day I can get into that arena as far as being able to get on tour or even join a tour, you know, make a guest appearance or something like that. I'm throwing it out in the atmosphere. Manifest. So it's been a lot of music that's came out too. Big Sean dropped Detroit 2. EST dropped nothing at all. John Legend dropped. I still got to listen to that John Legend project. I like John, you know what I'm saying? I like his old project, so I got to see. Also, it was a controversial situation going on. So Erica Banks made a statement saying how she just got a BBL, by the way, but she made a statement saying how she wanted only thick women to hang with her, and the woman has to be a 10 to hang with her at the club. And a lot of people took offense to it. She's been getting slandered online these last couple of days, ever since she made the post. It's just wild. What I don't get is, even if she felt that way, she didn't even have to make a video. She could have kept it to herself. People just love the attention. I really wish that she would put this attention to her music, but, you know, whatever. What I've noticed about her as an artist, because I've looked, you know, that she had that one song that was popping on TikTok. But what I've noticed about her, and she's had some other songs too, but they haven't done as well. But I've really noticed about her as an artist is she likes the attention, but the attention that she gets is always negative. And it's just interesting. When you think about it, to think about what these people be going through. But well wishes to her, you know, I ain't gonna put her out there like that. All I know is that, you know, you should just watch how you carry yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't be up on that high horse, because you can come down. Always remember that. I also seen a video where JT and Nicki Minaj, they was on a video. It was on a live, and it was so funny because Nicki told JT to rap her diss verse that she did towards her a couple years ago. And it's funny because I wanted to see how it was going to play out, and JT did the verse. I just thought it was wild. I mean, I know they passed it now. It's just, I was just like, wow, you know. I didn't know where Nicki was going with it, but, you know, Nicki was laughed it off, and, you know, she told her that at the time she really wanted to get on a song with her, because they didn't talk, you know, a lot of people don't realize they didn't talk for a few years, you know, they was, you know, at odds. And, you know, they, like I said, they reconciled, and, you know, JT kept apologizing, and, you know, but it's good to see they, you know, they definitely cleared the air, and, you know, they made music together. She was on the Queen, she was on the, you know, Sexy Freaky Girl, you know, remix, so she doing her thing. But I definitely want to give JT props, because I want to give her flowers, because not only does she pieced it up with Nicki, she was on the Sexy Freaky Girl remix, she was on the Fuck Nigga Free remix, City Girls on tour right now, get your tickets, whatever city they in, go ahead and get your tickets, you know, go and support the City Girls, with Jack Harlow. It's just, you know, it's definitely a lot, you know. BET Awards coming up. No, not the BET Awards. I'm sorry. Hip Hop Awards coming up. Boy, that's how you tell, it's been a long year, man. You just forgetting the war shows and stuff. But I definitely can't wait to see who's going to come out victorious. Victorious. Because there's a lot going on, man. It's a lot of artists, a lot of different ways this can go. It's a new single about to drop on Friday. I can't wait. Glorilla and Cardi B. Called Tomorrow. I can't wait. A lot of people don't be excited about music no more, man. I remember, man, when you would listen to some music and you felt it. You felt that beat. You felt those lyrics. Come on, man. People don't be excited like that no more. But just like how people say, man, they want R&B back, man. R&B ain't like what it used to be. You know, I remember when, I want to say, I don't want to get her name wrong, but I want to say it was Bridget Kelly, when she was like, you know, they don't dance in the desert no more with leather on. I'm trying to tell you, man, people don't be understanding, man. People do not be understanding. I get it, though. I definitely get it. But we've introduced the music. Hold on. I want to say if I'm, I want to make sure I cover everything. I don't want to leave nothing out. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's what I left out. I forgot I didn't mention it. I know it's late, but it's never more later than never. I want to shout out Shirley Ralph and Quinta. I don't want to butcher her name, but I just know her first name is Quinta. And Zendaya for, you know, winning that Emmy. You know, shout out to y'all. I definitely didn't want to forget that. Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. It's just crazy. Also, before I forget, public service announcement. The STD rates have been sky high. They say syphilis, herpes have been extremely high. Please, if you out here being sexually active, get yourself checked out. Nobody said you can't do what you want to do. Just go, just be safe about it. You know, you don't know where these people been, man. If you don't protect nobody else, man, protect yourself. Can't say I don't care, man, because I do. I love all y'all. Now, let's see. Is there anything else I've left out of? Like I said, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think. Is there anything I left out? Let me see. I don't think so. I think we good on all of that. As far as politics goes, Putin is—he's trying to make deals with Ukraine. You know, he wants to send 150,000 soldiers over to Ukraine to fight. But then Ukraine wants to, they want to end this war, man, but Putin wants his demands met. And a lot of those people that Putin wants to send over there are murderers, killers, Hannibals. Yep, he got a few Hannibals in the clique, man. So it's definitely... it's definitely something new. Most definitely. Trump has been sued for tax fraud with his Trump Foundation by the New York AG. So we're definitely gonna see how this pans out. I'm gonna keep y'all posted as everything comes to me. Rolling Loud is this weekend in New York. I don't know all the people that's performing. I just remember that Rolling Loud is this weekend. If you're in the area, please get your tickets. Please get your tickets if you don't already have your tickets. But now we're going to, that's been a lot of news. We're going to segue, baby. Get a little segue.
Do all agents do this?
A great real estate agent.
Never mind that. Anyway, so of course, you've been hearing about the soft life. We're not going to talk about the soft life. But what I do want to talk about is, I want to talk about every man ain't tricking. And the reason why I want to talk about every man ain't tricking is because from what I've been seeing and what I've been hearing, because, you know, people talk, not only they write, they talk as well. Is that we just in a time where that's a lot of people's mindset is stuck on money, 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 money. And it's getting away from, this is something not all, because I never put everybody in the same category. But it's putting away from really getting to know the person. Because if you ask somebody, what do they want out of a partner? The first thing, or somebody they're trying to get to know, the first thing that come out their mouth should not be money. you should not be, as a woman, you should not be telling the guy that you trying to talk to the first thing, oh yeah, I need a guy that can pay my bills. Like, what? Can you pay your own bills? Let's start there. Because just like how you want him to be attracted to you, he got to be attracted to you as well. Can you pay your own bills? You heard what Destiny's Child said, bills, bills, bills. Can you pay? She said, but see, and that's the funny part about it. Even back then, they was tripping. Can you pay my bills? Then they was naming all the bills. Can you pay my telephone bill? Can you pay all, you know what I'm saying? But then they also came out with, can I cater to you? So it was, they was young. They didn't know what they really wanted to do. They confused the heck out you. I love them to death, but they was confusing the crap out of you in them songs, man. You'd be like, what? Hold up. She just said, bills, bills, bills. Cater to you. First of all, I'm going to say this, and it's just me. I don't speak for all men. But if you feel my logic, then hey, you in the game. What I'm going to say is, if I'm dating you, and you are in a situation, if we just started talking, y'all, and it also depends on what it is. Like, if it's something where it's something minor, of course I help. But also, it's a probationary period too. So in that probationary period, if you keep coming up with all these excuses to why you need all this money and, oh, you gotta go. Cause this ain't no Shaw Savings and Loans. We ain't doing that. Cause you haven't even got to know the person yet. You still stuck on the financial. I wanna get to know the person. We can always get to some money. That's not even the issue. But also, like I said, I also want a girl, like I said, who got her own bread. That is sexy to me. I can't speak for every dude. Like I said, me, that's sexy to me. A girl making her own money, a girl about her business. She got her own everything. Ain't nothing else like it. And if she ain't got no drama, what? That's the main thing too, ladies. If you got some drama with you, you need to let that dude know. Because also, too, what a lot of people don't really like to talk about is if you meet a girl and say she's talking to a few guys, you yourself, you don't even know these guys. But if she's talking to you, she had to cut them off. Everybody may not take kindly to that. You don't know how many know where she live. She not gonna tell you. And even if you ask, she might not give you the right number. I'm just putting these scenarios out here because I've seen it happen so much. That's how the rapper Trouble got killed. Even though that dude was living there, that girl was wrong for that. She should have told Trouble, hey, this is a situation. Ooh. That man probably could have been alive today. There are some sneaky women. There are some sneaky men. I'm not putting one before the other. But what I'm saying is, people need to communicate. Just be honest. Just be honest, man. Because there's so much going on, and we all just want to make it home. We don't want to be lied to, and we want to make it home. That's it. That is it. That is all. We want to have fun. Well, we have come to the end of another episode. I want to say thank y'all for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. I don't know why I feel like I'm leaving something out. If I am, charge it to my head and not my heart. See you next week. Peace.